Focus. Ideate. Innovate. Enable. DBS Bank and Money Control present Small Business to Smart Business.
Hello and a very warm welcome to Money Control, our special podcast series focused on the MSME sector from small business to smart business. Today we are talking about the role of MSMEs in the Indian economy. And to discuss that in greater detail, we have with us Mr. Ajay Thakur, Head BSC SME and Startup, Mr. Sudarshan Chari, Executive Director and Head Business Banking, DBS Bank India, and Mr. Abhishek Singh, COO of LendingCard.com. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you all here. You know, let me begin by getting all of you in. You know, maybe with Ajay we can start. On Ajay, you know, we often talk about SME's contribution to India's GDP. We've just had a very historic visit by the Indian Prime Minister to the United States. And, you know, we're talking about a lot of business coming into the country, people moving their manufacturing capacities to India, away from China, and so on and so forth. Going forward, what is your outlook? How is this sector going to shape up? And considering all the international activity that we are seeing and all the international interest that we are seeing in India?
Thank you. I think it's a very pertinent question to ask because, as you know, the SME sector in India is growing. In fact, if you see 10 years back, it was their contribution to total GDP was somewhere around 15% to 17%. Today, it has grown to almost 30%, almost $1 trillion they are contributing to the Indian economy and employing a lot of people, having equitable growth across the country. Of course, the Prime Minister, as you have rightly said, his visit in US was a historic one. I'm quite sure a lot of FDI investment will come into India. Most of the manufacturing sectors want to come out of China and have another country whereby, they can produce, have got better ecosystem infrastructure and legal system. And therefore, they are choosing India as the favorite destination. I'm quite sure that going forward, when these large companies will come to India, set up their businesses, that will propel a lot of growth into the ancillary sector. Because a lot of sectors, if you see the SMEs, they are a big supplier and they are part of the supply chain, which is, supplying to these large corporates. So I think, at the center of the large multinational companies, you will find a lot of SMEs flourishing, growing, and, contributing to the employment and to the GDP of the country. So I think from historical perspective, it was a path-breaking visit of, Indian Prime Minister to United States. We have seen a lot of agreements getting signed. Besides that, India has, as a policy decision, recently we have seen a lot of changes happening. Lot of boost up is being given to the MSME sector. The policies are, geared up to ensure that MSMEs have got sustainable growth. For example, if you see that in 2020, there was a change under MSME Act where the definition of MSMEs have been changed. So up to 250 crores turnover, they qualify as the MSMEs. And in this, this total turnover, the export is not taken into consideration. Also, the global tender up to 200 crores has been allocated only to the MSME sector. Besides that, recently under the CGT MSME scheme, we have seen the loan enhancement up to rupees 5 crores. I think a lot of measures have been taken and also a lot of focus is being given on Make in India. I think overall, there is a balance that the government is trying to create between the foreign policy, foreign direct investment policies, and the Make in India policies. And this is being done so that we should be part of the global supply chain, and at the same time we should ensure that there should be a sustainable growth in the MSME sector without any disruption.
Mr. Singh, we heard Mr. Thakur talk about the exponential growth that the SME sector could see. I wanted to get your point, your perspective in on what's your outlook on the growth that the sector could see.
Sure. I think, look, it's a highly dynamic sector, the MSME sector today, stimulating entrepreneurship and offers self-employment opportunities at a relatively lower capital cost. The Ministry of MSME aims to increase the sector's contribution to about 50% of the country's GDP by 2025. So the growth is something that everybody is looking forward to. We've also seen a large amount of credit growth for the MSME sector between the Jan to November 22 period, almost about a 30% growth, which is remarkably high. Over and above that, I think the Indian government's commitment to fostering the growth and development of this sector is, and it also leads to financial inclusion, is quite commendable. And lots of programs and policies for MSMEs by the governments have been introduced, including infusion of almost 9,000 crores on the credit guarantee scheme. So I think given the amount of focus that the government as well as the financial sector is putting into MSME as a sector, to my mind, this will really foster innovation, promote knowledge sharing. What is also happening is a lot of the fintech and traditional banks are coming together to collaborate under co-lending relationships to really service this particular segment. And to my mind, this is the one segment that will see a lot of growth over the next 2 years. And really looking forward to being part of this financial inclusion.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Let me bring in Mr. Sudarshan Chari here. Mr. Chari, as India aims to become the world's third largest economy in this decade, how does DBS Bank view the role of Indian MSMEs in driving the country's economic growth?
We kind of firmly believe in the fact that MSMEs will be quite critical for nation building. And I echo my co-panelist views about government's initiative over the last five, six years to push up SMEs, make them, empower them better, and make them play a very important role and a central role in the growth of the country. So we in DBS, we pretty focused on that as well. And we also firmly believe that MSMEs will play a role, and we also want to play a central role in terms of banking and financial services need for SMEs are concerned. We will be out there to kind of fulfill them. As you are aware, in 2019 we became a wholly owned subsidiary, and one of the reasons why we kind of opted for it is that we wanted to expand, and our expansion was centered around growing our SME franchise and the consumer franchise. So SME for us, that in that way becomes extremely critical. Second bit is that, we bring in a lot of international knowledge in terms of dealing and servicing SMEs. So in Singapore, where we are headquartered, we bank 1 in 3 SMEs in Singapore. We have a very big market share even in Hong Kong. And these Asian economies, give us a lot of experience. Give us a lot of insights in terms of what are the nuances that one needs to keep in mind in dealing with SMEs. And in that aspect, I think we bring that experience in India, and we kind of make it slightly more tailor-made in India and try and solve for SMEs. So, if one has to think of, top two, three issues, which has always come in the way of SMEs growth, is one is access to capital. Access to information, and general ability to kind of put capital behind productive usage. These are the problem areas for SME historically. So what we've we've done is that we kind of eased access to debt capital for SMEs. We introduced digital loans. We have a digital trade product. So what it does is that the digitalization enables a quicker and seamless delivery of credit. And it also cuts the documentation hassle, which historically has been a problem area for SMEs. We also spend a lot of time advising and educating SMEs in terms of new trends and new actions that happen in the market. For example, sustainability, which is a new thing to look out for. And we kind of did a survey with Bloomberg, and we realized that the SMEs are as sustainability focused as anyone else. So some of these advisory services is also that we kind of get into, and we ensure that SMEs come up the curve there. So all in all, I think we are fully focused, and we have the products and services to kind of extend to SME and enable them to come up the curve and play a pivotal role in nation building. So we have the recipe, so to say. This is what I would like to conclude with.
Thanks, Mr. Chari, for that. Let me go back to Mr. Ajay Thakur. Mr. Thakur, you know, we've been talking about ease of doing business. We've been talking about easing of compliances. But increasingly, what one has been hearing is that, you know, it is still very, very challenging to do business in India. We had a big event yesterday around MSMEs where a lot of MSME founders came and shared their stories about, you know, inspections, about a lot of paperwork. What's your sense of that? You know, where are we in the process where ease of business, doing business for MSMEs is concerned? And I'd like to pose the same question to Mr. Singh as well after this.
See, over the years, we have seen that the government is working a lot in improving the ease of doing business. A lot has been done, and government is continuously trying to ensure that, you know, the ease of doing business keeps on improving. Having said that, I think a lot more needs to be done. But at the same time, I think, you know, because it's a business, many of the times the government has to see that rules and laws have not been violated, and therefore some checks and balances are there. One thing more that I have noticed is that, you know, MSMEs are unable to put properly their case amongst the in front of the authority, and that is lacking. I think that, you know, MSMEs promoters, though they are very much skilled in their businesses, but as far as regulatory norms are concerned, they are not fully aware of. My personal advice to all of them that, you know, you should have a right person in your organization who knows the laws of the land, who knows all the rules pertaining and the guidelines pertaining to the businesses, and then accordingly takes the requisite approval and go ahead for doing the business or for expanding the business or for setting up the business. I think if those things can be done, these SME promoters will not face the problems that they are facing. Of course, there is a lot of deliberation and discussions that are going on improving the ease of business, and I think it will happen. But at the same time, if you see the from the government side, government is already taking a lot of measures. Earlier also I have talked about, but besides that, Mr. Sudarshan Chari has also talked about that, you know, allocation of finances to these SMEs, which can improve their overall capability to a lot of extent. I think the MSMEs also are not aware about the use of finances or how to procure finance from the government and other stakeholders. I think there also they need to have right sort of people who can guide them and, you know, give them the finances at right point of time. So I think there is a need to balance from both the sides and then I think things will start moving efficiently and smoothly.
Let me go across to Mr. Singh also. Mr. Singh, you know, you are an entrepreneur yourself, and you are the COO, so you are the one who's in charge of running operations. And you know, what's been your first-hand experience where compliances have been concerned?
So I think yes, compliances are a tad difficult. They are a little scattered. I think the ease of business has definitely improved, but we do have a lot of strides to make for the MSMEs. I think they are far away from really a perfect world, right? To my mind, one of the best things that has happened is the access to credit and capital for the MSMEs. Instead of, you know, going to the branches, which used to happen earlier, right now, because of the usage of mobile internet penetration, I think what's happened is they're getting access to capital from the comfort of their homes. And I think that has really started changing their lives. I mean, at Lending Card, we typically, have already disbursed about 14,000 crores worth of loans, about about 2.8 lakh MSMEs we have serviced, and we'll do a lot more this year. To my mind, you know, there were always three basic needs of people: roti, kapda, and makan. I think loan or access to capital has definitely been added, and the growth in business that we see is reflective of the mindset that we are seeing in the MSME population, where growth definitely seems to be on the mind. To my mind, today we kind of only do loans. We do feel that you know, working capital will not be enough to suffice to the needs of the micro and small businesses. For that, what we have done is, A, we have raised a bridge to equity round with Evolution X for about 200 crores. We see a huge potential for MSMEs in credit cards. And we have conducted some customer surveys, and we have received very positive response from the audiences. So I think the name of the game in the next couple of years will be, A, usage of credit cards for MSMEs, expanding partnerships and platforms, and partnerships will be co-lending as well as other lending partnerships. Platforms to ensure that the MSMEs come to a one-stop platform which is able to suffice to all their financial needs. So we are talking to multiple partners to grow, to tap into the growing needs of the MSMEs. But to my mind, this access to capital is what is going to be the fuel to provide the next ramp up for the MSME sector.
All right. Let me go across to Mr. Sudarshan Chari. Sudarshan, in your view, what are some of the biggest hurdles faced by SMEs in their growth journey? And since access to capital is one of the big concerns, how does DBS Bank address those challenges?
Yeah, thanks, Shweta. I actually briefly covered it in terms of, see, broadly, if you look at three challenges, one challenge is access to capital, as you mentioned, you know, access to technology and access to information, if I have to kind of broadly put it, are the challenges historically faced by SMEs. So if you kind of look at access to capital, historically, debt capital availability was a big challenge. There was a lot of documentation involved. And to Abhishek's point, digitization, internet connectivity has kind of indeed helped a lot in terms of digitalization of the entire SME banking financial services access, really. Most of the banking and financial services are being extended digitally now to SMEs, including credit underwriting, delivery of credit, transaction banking. All of it is done quite seamlessly now. And over time, what we are noticing is that a lot of SMEs are catching up on that journey. A lot of government initiative is also kind of involved in terms of democratizing payments, creating a open credit network, in terms of looking at an open digital network for commerce. Some of these initiatives from the government side has also enabled digitalization. So what we did in DBS was that we kind of caught the train a little early, if I may put it. And we were anyways embracing digitalization in a big way in the bank. And we kind of migrated some of the best practices that I had put in place in Singapore. We kind of created tailor-made digital products specifically for the MSME segment. This included the general working capital loans that we do for MSMEs, the trade finance facilities, which we do digitally now through e-way bill, tying up with ecosystems and partnerships to ensure that there is access to capital for SMEs. So some of these initiatives we kind of undertook in a big way. And, you know, we're quite happy to note that we kind of ahead of the curve, if I may say, in terms of putting the digital side of lending and services to the MSMEs. And what it has done is that it has kind of reduced lead time significantly. As I mentioned, access to capital has improved, and it some way enabling SMEs to grow much faster. What another important aspect the MSMEs lack, and which digitization has kind of helped, is also access to markets. Historically, the market access used to be quite limited, which means that, their growth was pretty much limited to the sort of area of operations or area of access that they had. Digitalization has enabled that with a lot of B2B platforms coming through. Access to markets have improved quite significantly. And those have also in a big way empowered SMEs to grow. So I think a lot of historic hurdles are being cleared in a relative way. Access to capital, there has been a lot of progress, but even access to information, access to markets are also being worked on. And we're quite confident that over years, I think some of these historic issues will get sorted and MSMEs will be far more empowered.
Okay, let me go back to Mr. Thakur. Mr. Thakur, when it comes to achieving scale, right now, that's something that MSMEs will have to do to take advantage of this China Plus One strategy. In your view, where are MSMEs lacking when it comes to achieving scale? And do you see MSMEs maybe thinking big, dreaming big, and and backed with government incentives, of course, making a mark in terms of, in terms of expanding their capacities to the point that they're able to achieve economies of scale?
I think you have asked a very vital question and very important question, that if India has to achieve not only $5-10 trillion economy, then we have to ensure that the SME entrepreneurs need to have a very big vision. Okay, whether now if you see the export, our contribution to the export is hardly 2.5 to 3%. So I think for MSMEs there are a lot of opportunity, whether China Plus or not China Plus. Okay, there are lots of opportunity, huge opportunity lying for Indian SME sectors, and missing those opportunities can't be an excuse. I think the MSME sector, especially the SME sector, need to grab those opportunities. And for that, of course, they need to scale up their business. They need to bring innovation. They need to bring digitization. They have to, bring skilled people. They have to use the finances very efficiently. I think all those things need to be done. Government is providing land at a very minimal cost. I think all these, opportunities which are lying in front of them, they need to grab those opportunities. And for that, what the SMEs need to do? I think one is, there is no dearth of funds. In fact, SMEs need to, and in the beginning itself, I have said that the SMEs should be capable to present their case. Today you have got equity funding. You have got two stock exchanges, BSE and NSE, which has created SME platform. Already we have seen 450 companies, SMEs getting listed, raising almost 5,200 crores with a market capitalization of 72,000 crores. I think the SMEs should grab this opportunity of listing on the BSE SME platform. The funds, because most of the SMEs, if you see in India, their balance sheets are over leveraged because they are very much dependent on debt financing. Or you can say they are burdened with debt financing. I think they should now move from debt financing, only debt financing, to equity financing also, so that their balance sheet becomes healthy. They should have a lot of funds and that they can deploy for CapEx and OpEx facilities. So I think these things need to be done. Second, today, technology is at a, very cost effectively available in the market. There are many companies which are providing very efficient technology in a very cost effective manner. Cloud platforms are there. I think SMEs should leverage this type of technology to scale up their business. Third, they should bring automation in their business. They should automate the whole systems. Number fourth, they should work on bring the best of the employees and reward them. They should ensure that whatever the government offerings are there, they should try to benefit of these offerings. And if they are not aware about those, then they should reach to those people who are expert in their fields. I think if these things will be brought into the business, nobody can stop these SMEs to convert themselves into mid-cap or large-cap companies. I think, yes, a lot of opportunities there. Why we are talking about $5 trillion economy? Let us think about in 5 years to create a $10 trillion economy. And I think India is today poised to take the leap forward for reaching this $10 trillion economy.
Okay, let me go across to Mr. Singh. Mr. Singh, when you know, in your view, what are the key challenges when it comes to scaling up for MSMEs? You know, is it their ambition? Is it that you know there aren't enough management practices in place that enables them to scale? And what can be done to enable MSMEs to scale and dream big?
I think a lot that you know Ajay talked about, since with respect to you know getting the papers in order, using the management teams right, you know looking at compliance, ensuring all of those are available. I think the other piece is obviously ensuring that digitization of their cash flows are available, because a lot of the capital infusions that you know lenders like us do into their businesses typically depends on the right amount of information on their income. And, you know, we have always pioneered cash flow based lending, which essentially looks at their bank statements and allows us to accordingly understand what is the income level and therefore be able to take an exposure in that particular customer. A lot of the times what we had seen, especially about 2 years back, was, you know, the lack of digitization caused the bank statements to not fully reflect the income that they had. I think it's become better now. But we still feel that you know there is an amount of cash economy always in place, and that does not allow a proper infusion of debt into the market. The second part is you know they obviously use softwares, technologies, etc., which are slightly on the lower side. So you know extracting data from there becomes a challenge. So that is another investment. Today there are you know a lot of the off-the-shelf products on technology that are available, which allow for a very professional output to be created. So I think that a little bit of an investment there would really help them, you know, get access to more capital. Also, it's a very fragmented landscape. While they are agile, adaptable, they are very focused on niche areas, it allows them to drive innovation and create economic value. But again, the businesses remain quite small. To scale one, I think they'll need to come together in some sort of industry bodies, etc., and get access at a group level and not just at an individual level. What we are seeing is, we are seeing there are certain sectors of the MSMEs which are seeing higher demands over the last couple of years, and that reflects obviously in the growth that we are seeing in those sectors. To my mind, you know, industrial supplies, food grains, apparels and clothing, accessories, home furnishings, FMCG, I think these are segments which have started growing. But industries like you know, hospitality, retail, telecom, travel and tourism, these are industries which are still coming back from the pandemic effect. So I think right now it's a combination of a two-speed market. There are some industries which are coming back and growing strongly. There are some industries which I think still have some way to go. And then I think just the transparency of digital transactions, I think that will contribute heavily in terms of A, scaling them, and us being able to participate in that scale.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for that. Let me go across to Mr. Chari. Mr. Chari, what are the specific initiatives by DBS Bank that you know that can help businesses scale?
So what we believe is that I think digitalization, both in terms of adoption and taking that to SMEs from a banking standpoint, will enable scale. Also, usage of data, which is over time increasing, will also enable SMEs to scale. We are looking to solve this in two parts. One is that we take the entire digital suite of products and offerings to SME, aimed at making banking simple for them, which means that one of the critical elements in their operations get simpler, get digital, and get easier to access, which will enable them to energize and spend efforts in their core business, and that would kind of bring them scale. Getting markets closer, you know, digitally enabling access to markets, both inside the country and also the global markets, is something that we kind of look to do, and that access to market will also bring scale. SMEs can tap into newer markets, can possibly look to import or export, And that would mean that either their serviceable market domestically grows, or their export market, they add an export market to their kitty. So that's one area that we kind of focus on. Third is network. We see a lot of network effect played out in developed economies, and which is all enabled digitally. We firmly believe that our digital offerings will enable SMEs to also play the network effect. So ecosystem partnerships playing a role on ONDC. So we partnered with a seller ERP called GoFrugal to kind of support the sellers in the platform, which also is kind of a network, and we are able to provide transaction banking, and eventually we'll also give access to debt capital to the people who will operate in ONDC. So I'm just giving an example. So some of these networks have been put in so that MSMEs are able to scale, and digitization and our products and offerings will enable them to kind of use and scale in that network. So digital offering bilaterally, digital offering in ecosystems and networks, and access to market. I think in these three fronts, we are playing quite a significant role, and we believe that will bring scale for SMEs.
Okay, with that, we've come to the end of our conversation. I just want to ask you all one last question. What will be the key growth drivers in the MSME space? What are the sectors that you all are betting on? Let me begin with Mr. Singh.
Shweta, so I think I did talk about the sectors in the last question. We do believe that we are seeing a lot of pickup in industrial supplies, food grains, apparel and clothing and home furnishings, as well as FMCG. We feel that the next growth will obviously be enabled by access to credit, and not just from a working capital perspective, but also from a credit cards perspective. I think that will be the next game changer from the ability to provide access to credit to the MSME customers. To my mind, it's a multi-billion dollar opportunity, and lending card will actively play a part there.
Sure. Yeah, Mr. Thakur, if I could, get your, what are the sectors that you are betting on in the MSME space that you think will drive innovation in India?
So, recently, if you see our population, it has outpaced China. We are today the most populated country in the world. And I think the demand will propel from all the sectors, but especially few sectors on which I think the scalability in the business, the innovation and all those things will happen in three, four sectors where, which has been recently opened by the government. Number one is the defense sector. If you know, the government has opened a defense sector and, inviting private parties to do the manufacturing and do some innovation. So I think defense is the one sector which is very much interesting. Number two, even the space sector, government is opening, that will also provide a lot of businesses and lot of opportunities. Number three, the EV sector, electrical vehicle sector, which is growing exponentially in India. That is another interesting opportunity. Fourth, agri-tech sector, agriculture sector, there again, any rural sector, what I am saying, that it will also push the demand. The fifth sector where I think there is still a lot of scope is the e-commerce sector. I think these are the sector, and the sixth is engineering sector. So I think these sectors are going to provide a lot of businesses to the SME sector, and these sectors are very interesting where the innovations can be done, new business opportunity can be developed, and where the business can be are highly scalable.
Yeah, thanks for that. Let me go across to Mr. Chari. Mr. Chari, any specific sectors that you are very hopeful about and that you're betting on, and sectors in which SMEs can make a very significant economic impact, if you could share those with us?
Yeah, so three sectors that kind of come to my mind, and in connection with what Ajay said about being the most populous country. So consumption-driven sectors like like e-commerce, logistics, and one emerging sector, which is sustainability. These are the sectors we think, there will be a big uptick, and MSMEs can play a very important role in this sector. These are beyond the industry segments that my my co-panelist had kind of mentioned. So pretty much these sectors will kind of play a pivotal role from an SME standpoint.
All right. Thank you so much for that very insightful conversation. Really appreciate the time. And of course, we'll keep continuing these conversations on Money Control, on making small businesses become smart businesses. Thanks so much for watching.
DBS Bank and Money Control present Small Business to Smart Business. Focus. Ideate. Innovate. Enable.